ban packed lunches and give out free veggie meals in school. That's a suggestion from possibly an unlikely source, the Great British Bake Off judge Prue Leith, the TV star who usually judges fat and sugar stuffed cakes on Channel 4, wants kids to eat lentils, salad, eggy plates and frittata. She also told the Sunday Times that parents are to blame for kids being fussy eaters. So is this a good idea to try and tackle childhood obesity, or the nanny state grabbing your kids' lunchbox and forcing them to eat lentils? Online we have commentator Emma Wolfe and the size acceptance campaigner Catherine Shuzecki. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Catherine, we'll start with you. What do you reckon? Ban packed lunches and give out free veggie meals in schools?
Well, I'm totally out for free meals in schools, 100%, and they should be healthy and balanced. But vegetarianism is a choice, which I think shouldn't be imposed on children. I think children have different needs and different requirements as far as nutrition is concerned. And vegetarian food is not always as nutritious as it should be. So I'm not 100% on that. And I think that the packed lunch has a use in a situation where free meals are means tested. So if we go for free meals for everyone, then the packed lunch will probably lose its importance in the child's world. At the moment, a packed lunch is the alternative for people who, you know, can't afford or don't want to pay the school for perhaps substandard food they're going to give them, you know, at lunchtime.
Okay. And Emma Wolfe, are parents to blame?
No, I don't think we get anywhere by blaming parents. I do think that it's, you know, often poverty and a lack of education and a lack of time and possibly deeper emotional issues which are behind childhood obesity especially. I don't agree with Prue Leith that it's to do with things like lunchboxes and the Great British Bake Off and things like that. No one ever got fat by eating, you know, a slice or two of cake. That's not where real deep-seated obesity comes from. But I do think that we could take a much, much more draconian line on things like these supermarket offers, buy one, get one free on junk food. I think it would be draconian again to outright ban lunchboxes. But there's a lot more that can be done to promote healthy eating.
Yeah, again, those two-for-one bans, if you wanted to stop that being done...
Why are they two-for-one on crisps and chocolate?
Are you trying to say that it's never two-for-one on healthy foods?
Yeah, okay, sometimes you can get a great big thing and then the other one goes off.
But yeah, but there's an issue, though, if you're wanting to ban two-for-one, then you are affecting that people have a limited budget. You're affecting those in particular, because people that have money will pay for what they want when they do. And in terms of junk food, surely we're saying that, you know, a little is okay, moderation is okay. It's when you go over the top, Emma Wolfe, when there's a problem.
Okay. Junk food is a term which I don't particularly like. I'm not talking, and I just said, I'm not talking about the occasional slice of cake, bar of chocolate, whatever. That's a lovely treat for everybody. And I think that absolutely people should have treats, because it's only deprivation that really causes, you know, big problems. I'm talking about empty nutritional calories. I'm talking about huge bags of crisps and chocolate and things like that, which have absolutely no nutritional value at all. And I'm also talking about being a lot stricter and banning those horrific vending machines full of junk in schools and in hospitals as well. I know that's a different issue, but I mean, what are those vending machines doing in schools anyway?
Catherine?
So, yes, I think we should be a lot stricter about all that.
I do think we have to look at how a child develops and that a child grows in different directions, and labelling as a child as obese, for whatever reason you care to...
Well, it's a medical term.
It's wrong. I'm sorry, I don't think a child should be labelled obese at all. Children grow, they get wider, they get taller, they get wider again, they get taller again. That's just how they grow. So if you go in your term, obese child, one minute, the next minute you've got a tall child. So I don't think that this labelling is helpful at all.
Is that completely accurate, Catherine?
Well, childhood obesity is a fact. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. I don't want to
I don't think we should be calling
a child obese to their face. I think the parents should be talked to. No, I just want to make this point.
Okay, one at a time. Emma, you've made your point. Catherine, you want to respond?
I want to respond that every time that I try and ask for childhood statistics on obesity, I get nonsense back. I'm not getting how they measured, what they did, why they've decided this child is obese, what happened. I'm not getting anything back. I'm just getting the headlines. Children are obese. This is happening. And I don't actually buy into it at all. As I said, growth patterns are an absolute fact. children grow in different ways and different sizes and need different kinds of nutrition at different points in their life, depending on the challenges that they're facing. So I don't think that this one size fits all, that everyone's getting obese, is actually helpful in the least. A child needs to be looked after in an individual, a very specific way. Stop making these
huge... Can I come back in now?
Yes, Emma.
Oh, they're all eating chocolate. Oh, they're all eating crisps. They're not. Parents are just really
Catherine, let's let Emma respond.
Okay, so we know that 80% of children who are overweight as children go on to become overweight adults. It's very, very...
No, we don't.
It's a bad... No, let me
finish.
Okay, let's talk one at a time. Emma, please finish your point.
I'm trying to. It's really difficult if you start off in early life with excess weight. We know, and Stephen has talked about this many, many a time, it's very difficult then to become slim as an adult and to have a healthy life later on. And Catherine will deny the fact that obesity matters or that childhood obesity is a medical fact. It is.
I'm
not talking about labelling children. But listen, everyone can do with more free fruit and veg. So that's why this is a good idea.
Okay. Catherine Rzeczewski, your issues in terms of that label of obesity and the fact that children, they grow in different ways and different rates and different times. The NHS, they officially say that there is an issue. They estimate that if the current trends continue, 1/5 of boys and 1/3 of girls will be obese by 2020. So in a few months' time, 1/5 of boys in the UK and 1/3 of girls will be officially obese.
Well, my issue, as I've just said, is how they measure that, how they decide that, and what they think is obesity.
So you're doubting the NHS and how they look at health matters?
Unfortunately, the NHS has become a bit of a business, and yes, I do doubt it, because they're not giving me... If somebody would just pass me the statistics and the proper research behind those statistics, then I'd buy in straight away. I'd say, yeah, great, fantastic, you've given me the research. They're not even passing me the research because they know that it's flawed. It's not... You know, these are fantastic...
The World Health Organization... So the World Health Organization has estimated that the UK is among the most overweight countries in the world. So I know we're kind of moving off the main topic that we started this on, terms of, you know, obesity does exist. It is an issue. In terms of the medical world, they all agree that it is bad for your health to be dangerously overweight.
So, going with your argument, everybody who's thinner is healthier.
No, I didn't say that.
There are no sick thin people. Well, that's following your argument. If you're saying being overweight is unhealthy, then being thin must be healthy. Healthy people.
No, I didn't say that. And I'm
that
again. I'm okay.
The argument.
Okay, I didn't say that, Catherine. One second, please, Emma. I didn't say that, Catherine. And what I am reading to you It is off the NHS's website. Emma, wait. Hold on one second, Catherine. Please let me put the question to you.
Okay,
Emma Wolfe, you have been on this programme before talking about the dangers of being underweight.
Yes.
Well, explain that, please, to Catherine.
So I've talked about the dangers of being underweight and overweight. Extremes of any kind are not helpful, and particularly for children, if you're going to be overweight or even underweight, I mean, you wouldn't accept a child being starved, would you? You wouldn't accept children being denied food. So why is it any better to allow children to become overweight? I've talked about having anorexia for 10 years and how, you know, devastating that is, and all the other mental health sort of ramifications of that. Well, the same goes for being morbidly obese. For a child, is extremely, it's socially isolating. It means they don't do exercise, they don't join in, they feel excluded. All of that is wrong. They shouldn't be excluded.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, it's a fact. It's not. Catherine seems to think it's an opinion, obesity, and it's not. As
okay.
you say,
well,
it's a medical fact.
We've both made points. We've all made points on that. We'll have to leave that at that for now. Catherine Rzeczewski and Emma Wolfe, thank you both very much.